welcome to the latest edition of the NAIRI REIT Report podcast. I'm your host, Sarah Borg-Sanquito, and joining me today from REIT World 2019 in Los Angeles is John Guiney, Managing Director at Stifel and a longtime observer of the REIT industry. John, welcome to the podcast.
Welcome, and thank you for having me.
So I wanted to start by asking you about how you would characterize the mood across the broader REIT market, and which factors are you paying most attention to as we head into 2020?
Our general thought process is the overall equity markets, investors want a 7% total return, and they simply can't get that out of the bond market. So you have a preponderance of interest in the overall equity markets. You've heard the acronyms TINA, there is no alternative, or FOMO, fear of missing out. And we think that's what drives the overall equity markets. And to a lesser extent, we think that's what drives the REIT markets also. Just a feeling that they need to get, investors need to get a return over 7%, and they're willing to go out the risk curve to do that.
And what are some of the key challenges and opportunities we're likely to see in the office, industrial, and multifamily sectors in 2020?
The overall REIT market has drifted from a net asset value-based investment bias to a real bias of cash flow growth, dividend growth, and value creation. So what you have within all the different property sectors is a demand by investors that you can actually easily underwrite cash flow growth, dividend growth, and value creation. To that, we feel very good about the industrial markets. The industrial markets overall have in-place rents of 10 to 20% below market. Hard costs are going up, land costs are going up. Supply-demand is, for the most part, in balance. And e-commerce is the real deal. E-commerce provides about 60 million square feet of additional demand. So with that backdrop, the industrial REITs are able to generate high FFO growth simply because they have such good fundamentals. When it changing to multifamily, multifamily is very much the same. Supply-demand is in balance. And the multifamily REITs are able to generate top-line revenue growth of 4 to 5%, same-store NOI growth of 3 to 3.5%, FFO growth of 4 to 4.5%, dividend growth of 4 to 5%, which is enough to keep investors interested. Turning to office, office is a lot tougher. It's very, very difficult to grow FFO and grow the dividend in office. And of the 18 office names we cover, we don't think only four or five of them have strong enough underlying fundamentals such that they can generate the cash flow growth, the dividend growth, and the value creation that keeps investors interested.
And do you expect growth and quality stocks in these sectors to really remain in favor, or are there value opportunities out there? And what should investors really be paying attention to?
Well, that's a great question, and that is the fundamental question that's going on at this year's REIT, NAIRIT event. What's worked for the last 2 years has been underlying fundamentals that are solid and the ability, as I've said earlier, to grow cash flow, grow the dividend, create value. And those stocks have all gotten fairly fully valued. So the 1,000, 1,500 people at this event are all very much looking at the value names, and they're looking at those underpriced names to determine which ones are going to change their stripes and are going to have be re-rated to the positive, and which ones have underlying fundamentals which are remain challenged, which are really, instead of being value opportunities, they're more value traps. And I think what you'll see happening between now and the rest of the year is a lot of focus on these secondary names that people are looking to either get re-rated to the positive or to stay away from for another year because they are, in fact, value traps.
And what is your overall assessment of REIT balance sheets heading into 2020?
Well, if you remember 10 years ago, we had a very, very challenging time, and it was a great financial crisis, and a lot of REITs were caught with a weak balance sheet. So fast forward 10 years later, and of the 32 names I cover, I would say there are only two names that have challenging balance sheets, and the other 30 names have very good balance sheets, almost too good. And we expect the boards and the management teams to continue to over-equitize and keep their balance sheets in extraordinarily good shape. So probably 90-95% of all REIT balance sheets are in excellent shape.
And can we expect to see generalist investors continue to be fully engaged in the REIT market?
Great question. The generalists come and go. They're very interested in REITs during a risk-off, declining interest rate environment, and not really that interested in REITs in a risk-on, rising interest rate environment when FANG stocks are going up 20 or 30% a year. And what you saw this year is we started off with the 10-year treasury of, say, 2.7, and it dropped down pretty quickly throughout the year, which caused the generalists to have a lot of interest. 2020 is it's to be determined. We just don't know whether they'll stay in the space or whether they'll leave. If they stay in the space, they will most likely stay in the large cap liquid names with good fundamentals. And if they leave, they'll leave those same names.
Great. John, thank you so much for joining the podcast today.
Well, thank you for having me.
And to our listeners, if you enjoyed the podcast, you can subscribe or leave a review on iTunes. And if you would like more information about REIT World 2019, be sure to visit REIT.com.